A group of activists in central Pennsylvania is taking the win as a company decides not to move forward with its plans to build a chemical recycling plant in their community. Sandy Field is with Save Our Susquehanna, a group formed a couple of years ago to oppose the chemical or advanced recycling plant in Point Township, about 60 miles north of Harrisburg, where the company and Sina plan to process plastic waste, like bottles and containers, into chemicals.
We had a very anxious Thursday last week.
Field heard from a local reporter that something was about to happen regarding the plant proposed along the Susquehanna River.
And so then for the next 2 hours, the rest of us talked on the phone and, you know, we were, what's going to happen? And then Encina released a press release and said they were pulling out.
The company's April 18th press release said it would continue to pursue plans for operations in other parts of the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Southeast Asia, where it could better meet demand for its products.
But we take full credit. We fought them and we won, and no one can tell us any different.
What were your specific concerns about the proposed plant?
When you first hear about advanced recycling, 95% of people say, wait a minute, I like recycling, right? I sort everything and it's really important to me. But once you dig a little deeper, you learn that what it really means is taking post-consumer plastic, melting it at high temperature in the presence of a catalyst, and then making pyrolysis oil from it and fractionating that pyrolysis oil with various chemical processes to make chemicals, benzene, toluene, xylene, and propylene. And what we're concerned about is that this site is going to be right next to our river. It will likely generate microplastics in the wastewater from washing and sorting the plastic. And then we were concerned about the air pollution emissions from the melting of plastic. I mean, if you have any exposure to burning plastic, you know, it's a very toxic process. And then concern about the storage of the hazardous materials generated by the process and the chemicals on the site in the floodplain. And then their plan was to take these chemicals, which are carcinogens and hazardous to people, and ship them by rail along the river. Those rail lines along the river have not been used extensively in a number of years. So we're not sure what kind of, you know, state of repair they're in.
Your activism around the proposed Encina plant really got going in 2023. What did that look like?
So we started with the very local area, getting the word out, talking to the Point Township supervisors. We were very successful with that, canvassing, raising awareness with local people who had never heard of it or thought it was a done deal. And so we had a public meeting early on. We had 200 people come. More recently, we've spread upstream and downstream because we really think that the air pollution from the plant and the water pollution are going to be a problem for everyone in our region. We're called the Susquehanna Valley because of the Susquehanna River. And area is characterized by this river, recreation, hunting, camping, fishing. This is who we are. And we value this river. We drink from the river. We also work with environmental groups like Clean Air Council, who have lawyers who have been helping us to follow the permitting process and submitting appeals and things like that. And I've always said to the group, you know, we're pushing all the buttons. We're doing yard signs, we're doing mailers, we were on the radio, we were in the newspaper. It all contributed to, you know, a hostile environment for them to build this thing.
This plant in Point Township is not moving forward, but Pennsylvania is one of more than 20 states that classify chemical recycling as manufacturing, which makes it more attractive for the industry. Are you going to continue your activism?
You know, a surprising thing happened at our meeting last week. Everyone was so thrilled and so happy. There were tears, the whole thing. And then everyone said, what are we going to do next? Some people wanted to talk to the local economic development people and convince them that these aren't the kind of jobs we want. But other people said, it's not just a NIMBY thing with us. It's not just not in my backyard for us. We want to protect other communities from this. There's nothing like plastics in my experience as a climate activist. Everybody is worried about plastics. It doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. It doesn't matter, you know, what your educational background is. People are desperate for solutions, and this is not one of them. And we really want to get that word out that, you know, the solution is to stop making so much plastic.
Sandy Field is with the group Save Our Susquehanna, which was against the proposed Encina plant in Point Township, Northumberland County. We reached out to Encina, but did not get a response by the time of this recording.